Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's still Christmas. And I was on retreat this past week, and I was visiting a nearby parish church. Just went in to pray and look around, and then it hit me. There's no Christmas decorations in here. What's going on? There was just a statue of Jesus, Mary, Joseph. That was it. Like, that's good. We love our Holy Family. But there's no other Christmas decorations. Like, what is going on here? And then I remembered, I'm going to go back to our parish, and we still have our Christmas decorations up. Thanks be to God. Well, we're living in a time of, I would say, a deep identity crisis. Identity crisis in this age of social media and just constant communication, AI, all these things, where it would seem like we're more connected than ever. Yet studies are showing more and more that people are longing for a sense of belonging, that people are lonely for connection and a sense of belonging. And what this reveals is our sense of our identity comes from our belonging. We've forgotten who we are. Like if I were to ask you, who are you? Who are you? I think many of us would answer with what we do. With what we do. I'm a teacher, I'm an engineer, I'm a parent, I'm a student, I'm a priest, I'm a grandparent. You know, all good things, but none of them go deep enough. Right? The real question isn't who we are in terms of roles or accomplishments, but whose we are. Whose we are. Before anything else, each one of us is a beloved son or daughter of the Heavenly Father. This is our first and unchanging identity, that through baptism, we're not simply given a task, we're given a relationship. We're given a relationship, adopted into the life of the Father. And this Sunday, as we leave Christmas and Epiphany behind us, we're celebrating the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And this feast makes that reality unmistakably clear, is that we are beloved sons and daughters of God. It reveals something essential about Jesus and about you and me. When Jesus steps into the Jordan, we read that the heavens were open, the Spirit descends upon him, and then the voice of the Father is heard, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased." And notice the order here. Jesus hasn't yet preached or healed or gone to the cross. His identity is proclaimed before his mission begins. That 30 years of hidden life in relationship with his Father comes first. Then the Father names who he is. He names who he is. He names his identity. And only then does the Spirit send him out on mission. Jesus is first beloved, and then everything else flows from that. That this moment shows us that Jesus' mission doesn't come from proving himself or earning approval or striving for success. His mission flows from his relationship, from knowing who he is in the eyes of the Father. Because he knows he is the beloved Son, he is free to give himself completely for the life of the world. And the same is true for you and me, brothers and sisters. The same is true for you and me. Our relationship with the Father gives us our identity, and our identity gives rise to our mission. And what we do must flow from who we are. And who we are begins in communion with the Father, with God. That through baptism, we're drawn into this same relationship with the Father. We're not simply baptized into a set of beliefs or moral expectations. We're baptized into the very life of the Trinity. The Father looks upon each of us and says, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased." That this is our deepest identity before our achievements, before our failures, before any role we play. And then from that identity flows our mission. And so often we reverse the order. We put mission first. We base our identity on our work, our success, our failures, even our wounds. We try to define ourselves by what we do, how well we perform, or how useful we are. And when the mission goes well, we feel worthy. When it doesn't, we feel lost. That's because we're not rooted in our deepest identity. And that's exhausting. It's exhausting because it's not God's plan for us. And the gospel reminds us that our mission as disciples is never about earning love. It's about living from it. It's about living from it. When we know we are loved, we are free to love. When we know we belong to the Father, we can serve without fears. As we hear in the Gospel of John, remain in me as I remain in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And our Lord gives us this image of the vines and the branches. And the, you know, the branches don't produce fruit by striving. They bear fruit by staying connected to the vine. And the same is true for you and me, brothers and sisters. Our vocation or our state in life, whether marriage or priesthood or single or widow or widower, is where our mission unfolds. Our family, our daily responsibilities, just our quiet faithfulness. This is where God sends us, and this is where the Spirit leads us. But we can only live that mission well if we're grounded in the truth of who we are in the Father's heart as beloved sons and daughters. So may we stay rooted in that relationship and know our deepest identity in Him. And today, let us thank God for our baptisms. As you may have noticed on your way in, we're unveiling our newly refurbished baptismal font, which Bishop Boyer will bless at our 11:30 Mass. And this is just a reminder, if you don't know the date of your baptism, look it up. This is a date that we should be celebrating alongside our normal birthday. We should be celebrating it as a birthday because it is a birth. We're reborn in the waters of baptism and made adopted sons and daughters of God. May we live our mission with confidence, rooted in the unshakable truth that we are God's beloved. And as we remember our baptism, may we listen once again to the words, the voice of the Father who says, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.